Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you read those warning labels that prevent high-powered magnet ingestions? You know, these things are so dangerous. I don't even like them in my house. And I'm sure that there are warning labels on all of them, but do parents read them? Do kids know what they mean? My guest today is Dr. Mark Gilger. He's the chief of the section of pediatric gastroenterology and hepatology nutrition at Baylor College. So, Dr. Gilger, tell us a little bit about these high-powered magnets, and are children ingesting them? It sounds horrible.
Well, first of all, thank you for the invitation to talk with you. I think it's really, really important that everyone, moms and dads and children and physicians and the like, understand what we're dealing now with these high-powered magnets. So these high-powered magnets have been around quite some time. They're not new. And there's actually been reported ingestions of these that go back to 1995. What is new is somewhere around 2008, the game, the toy of a magnet ball came into being.
I hate those toys. Someone gave my children, now mine are 9 and 12 at this point, but those toys, someone gave us those balls. And I will tell you that as expensive as they were, I threw them out right off the bat. Scared the heck out of me, those things. And it wasn't because they were high-powered magnets. It's because I pictured choking.
Oh, so, well, you were 100% correct, yes.
I mean, terrifying. So, okay, are these still out on the market right now?
Very much so still out on the market. We've had a significant issue over the past many months now trying to get these products off the market. And you probably know, but the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a ruling or a lawsuit in August asking all of the manufacturers in the U.S. to cease selling their product. And there were 13 in the United States of America. 11 agreed. 11, once they saw the data that the CPSC was presenting to them, they agreed and said, yes, these are injuring children, and we're going to abide by this ruling. However, two manufacturers said no, we're not. And those were Maxfield and Oberton, which makes Buckyballs, which is easily the best-selling product out there. And then a second one called Zen Magnets.
Wow. Okay. So there's some of them still out on the market. Now, first of all, I have to wonder as a parent, why would a kid put these things in their mouth anyway? But why do kids put anything?
That's a wonderful thing. Yes. Well, so, you know, two things. Number one is babies and young children put anything in their mouth.
That's right.
We've known that forever. You know, we even refer to it as the oral stage, where kids will sample anything. And this is one issue where they become significant, because these little magnet balls look like candy. They look like the sprinkles that mom puts on a cupcake. And so the children, young children in particular, think they're candy. The other really curious piece, and this is the part that's important, is the older children, which usually we do not see foreign body ingestions in older children. But what the older kids are doing, and I'm talking about age 7 on up to 18, they're pretending they got piercings. Mm-hmm. They're pretending they got a piercing of the tongue, of the lip, you name it. And you can only guess what happens when you're playing with these in your mouth, that you're going to inadvertently swallow them.
So you're even seeing this as you're even seeing this in teenagers. They're pretending and by mistake they swallow one, or God forbid, more, because one of the big dangers, right? If you swallow one, hopefully you could pass it, right?
That's correct.
But
absolutely,
if you swallow more than one because of their high power, they're going to try and get to each other.
Well, that's the thing. So the one thing that's really different about these new high-powered magnets, these are what are called neodymium magnets, and they actually were developed and patented by General Motors and a Japanese manufacturer almost 30 years ago. And these are industrial strength magnets. They're designed for our computer hard drives and our hybrid automobiles and our battery powered tools. And they have remarkable attractive power, so-called flux. And they were never intended to be a toy. But in 2008, when these hit the market in the form of these little magnet balls, all of a sudden we had a problem that is still growing today.
Now, so you were putting out warnings and warning labels on these magnets. Now people are just not paying attention. Parents, are they not? I mean, because Lord knows we all need to be looking at what's on the video games that we buy our kids and even the CDs. We look at these descriptions and the parent warnings. Are parents just not looking at these warnings and they're bringing these things into their houses?
Well, you know, that's the bottom line. People have even used the word warning fatigue because so many of our products, not just magnets, but have these warning labels attached, and people simply ignore them. I do have to say that the manufacturers, they do have on their websites, these are not for children, and that's pretty obvious. The problem is, once you take these magnets, you buy them, you purchase them, you got them in your house, you take them out of the container, and there's no label whatsoever on every individual magnet to say these are dangerous. And so that's the problem. The CPSC worked with the manufacturers years ago to get warning labels saying not for use for children under age 14. But that's been in place for 3 years now. And we're still continuing to see the ingestions, and not only seeing them, they seem to be increasing rather than going away.
That's awful. So what do you want parents to do and to know? The most important information, Dr. Gilger.
First and foremost, if you have these in your house now, throw them away. It is simply not worth finding out what happens if your one-year-old, your three-year-old, or God forbid, your 14-year-old swallows these, and if they swallow one or more magnets, or if they swallow one of these magnets and another piece of metal, they'll attract within the lining of the intestine, have the potential to attract and have a bowel wall trap between them, and then we've got serious consequences, which include ulceration, bowel perforation, and the need for surgery.
So we have to make sure to either get rid of them, throw them out, just not have them in the house. And what if someone gives them to you as a gift?
Well, the same thing would hold true. If they're given as a gift, you say, thank you very much, but I cannot accept these into my house because I have children. They're simply too dangerous. That's one of the points. It's a toy. It's innocuous. It's pretty. And so kids are curious. And so if they see mom and dad playing with these at the desk, what three-year-old is not going to say, Dad, Mom, I want to play with those too? So it become a problem that most of us were very unaware of until very recently.
Well, I certainly appreciate this very, very good information. You know, is there somewhere parents can go for more information about these magnets and their dangers?
Well, absolutely. So just less than 2 weeks ago, our organization, which is the North American Society of Pediatric Gastroenterology, Hepatology, Nutrition, and I know that's a mouthful, the acronym is NASPGHAN, or Nespigan. We have a website. You can just type in Nespigan in your web browser, and you'll pull up the website. We have lots of information about the magnets, about what to do if you've ingested the magnets. And we also include a physician-to-physician dialogue. We have information for physicians to deal with them.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Gilger. It's Nespigen, and you're listening to Healthy Children. We'll be back.